All right. Hi, guys. This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. Welcome to our VA member call here this morning. We had quite a few folks that had some questions with the changeover that will be happening on June 6th. So we wanted to get some folks on the phone to do some things.
There are 56 parties in the conference.
So in a minute, I'm going to turn this over to our VA representatives. For those folks just joining, if you could hit star 6 to mute the background noise. And then any time that you have, we will open this up for comment and questions. And if you hit star 6 again, that will also unmute your line.
There are 58 parties in the conference.
Okay, so on the line today with us from VA, we have Leslie, who is out of the Iowa City office, Roxanne, who's out of the Des Moines office, and we wanted to talk with providers about how the VA will be handling. This call is in specific to the non-skilled side of things, so the folks, the veterans you're serving that are your homemaker and your home health aide only visits. TriWest will be a third-party person who's taking over the skilled side of things. I have had a bit of a conversation with them, asked them to do a call or webinar like this as well to talk about that side. They've not gotten back to me on that yet. So we're going to talk through the non-skilled side with the VA representatives today, and then we'll open it up to questions. So I'm going to turn this over to Roxanne or Leslie. I'm not sure which one's going first or if you're just going back and forth, but welcome and thanks. We have a good group on. We're over 60 members listening here today. It's being recorded as well. So take it away, guys.
Thanks, Julie. So this is Roxanne, and I'm in the Des Moines office. I'm the program director, I guess you could say, for the home and community-based program here in Des Moines and then the catchment area for the Des Moines VA. I'm going to kind of go through some things, and then Leslie will interject as needed, and then if there's questions, we can answer those questions in the end. So the main focus that I'm going to kind of go over will be regarding the Veterans Care Agreement, VA.
Hey, Roxanne.
This is
Julie. One moment. We're getting some background noise, guys. I'm not sure who's not on mute, but if you haven't hit star 6, if you could mute your line so we can hear star 6. And
okay,
We'll give this a whirl. If not, I can mute them all myself. But let's try this.
Okay. So I'm going to focus on the Veteran Care Agreement. I'll touch briefly about TriWest, but that won't be the focus of what I wanted to talk to you guys today about. So these are some important changes coming very quickly to the way that the VA is going to be providing home care that will impact
you. Are now in silent mode. The conference is now in talk mode.
Due to the implementation of the legislation that was signed last year, the VA Mission Act, we are going to be transitioning to new agreements, and they're called the Veteran Care Agreements. VCA is the acronym. And this is what will be used to purchase the home care. This is going to start June 6th of this year, so you've probably been hearing about the deadline coming. And so we just want to make sure that everybody's aware of the change and that we want to be able to continue to partner with your agencies to continue caring for our veterans. So in preparation to this change, we've been reaching out. Some of you have already maybe received a phone call or an email as we're kind of working through getting to everybody. It's been a challenge just because our group of home care agencies is so large. But it's important to know that because of the VA Mission Act, the VA will no longer have the authority to authorize care through the Veterans Choice Program or provider agreements or through individual authorizations, which is like our traditional VA way. All care must be authorized through the VA's national PC3 contracts, which is for skilled care, or directly through a veteran care agreement, which is the non-skilled care side. So the veteran care agreements, they'll be the main way that the VA will be able to authorize and pay for services that are not covered by that national contract. The agreements have just been published. I actually just received the document yesterday, and so we want to get busy collecting your information if we don't have it already. And then Leslie and I and our teams are going to be working as quickly and promptly as we can to get these out to you. It'll come via email. So just please keep in mind that any authorizations that you have, if you have any active that are authorized out past June 5th through like a traditional authorization, won't be effective with the Mission Act. So just to kind of further break things down and to further clarify, trying to make this simple, the upcoming changes of June 6th, you can think of all of the skilled services that your agency has will have to go through the National PC3 contract for authorization. So currently this is with TriWest. And you may already be aware of, but the agencies, you receive your official authorization from them, the agency, your agency bills TriWest, and TriWest reimburses your agency. We've recently received information that Optum has won the national contract, so we don't have any further information regarding that at this time. Currently it's TriWest, but eventually it would be transitioning over to Optum. So all of the non-skilled services, so this is what we really wanted to get out to you today, so your agencies, when you're providing home health aid, homemaker, if you provide respite, if we have anybody doing hospice on, those have to be coordinated with agencies that have a veteran care agreement. This will look very similar to our traditional process of the official authorization coming from the VA, your agency billing the VA, and the VA reimbursing the agency. So if you have an agency that provides both kinds of services, skilled and non-skilled, then we ask that you make sure that you're credentialed with TriWest right now and you have a veteran care agreement in order to continue providing all of your services to the veterans that are referred to you by the VA. And then we foresee in the future that there's going to be some kind of signing up that you would need to do with Optum as we shift from TriWest to Optum. We just don't have any more information regarding that at this time or don't know a timeline or a time frame. So I don't really want to focus on that, but really wanting to focus on the importance of these veteran care agreements. The deadline is 6-6. However, there's going to be some kind of provision to kind of have a grace or an extension period, but we do want to get these up and going as soon as we can. So that's kind of all that I have. Leslie, if you want to add anything, feel free. Otherwise, if there's any questions.
Yeah, I just wanted to add on, you know, we do know that those exempt services need to be authorized, and we do have a temporary provision in place from 6-1 to 9-30. We are allowed to use individual auths to authorize care in Iowa City. We are working on a process so we can get that out to our providers. However, it cannot go beyond 9:30. So if you don't have a veteran care agreement, as Roxanne was saying, by 9:30 authorized, you wouldn't be able to authorize care. We won't have another, we assume we will not have another grace period like she was talking about before. So the VCA's not gone out yet, but in Iowa City, we're planning on actually doing a fax as well as sending the emails to the people that we've already done outreach with so that they can get it in multiple different ways. But when you do get the VCA, you know, if you can have your leadership review and
one big mac, one small fry, and one small mocha frappe.
What?
Hey, guys. This is
Yes.
This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. We have someone on the line who's not muted, who's ordering something at McDonald's. Could you please mute your phone, star six?
Oh, God. Oh, that's priceless.
Hello? If you have not muted your line, could you please hit star six?
It's ridiculous.
Hey, this is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. We are getting a lot of background noise. Could you please hit star six to mute your line?
Somebody's ordering from McDonald's, and they're on this conference call, and they haven't muted their line, and they're ordering from McDonald's. And
guys, we're hearing someone else say they're ordering from McDonald's. You're not muted either. Could you please mute your line? Star six. Leslie, did you have anything else for the group?
No, I feel like I was pretty much finished, so we could open it up for questions.
Okay. So, guys, if you are muted, star six will also unmute your line if you have a question. Just know that when you unmute your line, everybody goes into the same queue. So we'll have to take turns with questions. If you hear someone start to speak, if you could alternate back and forth. So if you have a question, let's go ahead and hit star six and open your line. We'll take the first question.
Hi, Julie. This is Jonna. Say I had my phone muted, and I had to redo it after she did something, so maybe everybody just needs to remute.
Yeah. So everybody on the call, if you could please hit star six again to mute your line if you do not have a question.
Oh, or muted.
And then another person started talking shit about them and wasn't muted.
We're still getting background noise.
Not for me.
Star six will, yeah, whoever said not for me, I can hear you. Star six
Great.
Will mute your line.
Okay, I had a question about the United Healthcare VA agreements that are coming out in June. What does that have to do with everything going on?
So United Healthcare is the parent organization of Optum, and they are the they have won our region for the Community Care Network. That is the follow-on program that's going to be coming up with the Mission Act. So eventually you will need to register and be credentialed by Optum. I know in our area in Iowa City, they've already been reaching out to some providers to credential them. But you will need to credential with Optum if you want to continue serving veterans through the Community Care Network. We don't have a definite time frame when that's starting, but the TriWest and the VCAs are interim fixes. They're more immediate that we need those now. But if you do have already contact from Optum and you're already getting your credentialing paperwork together to me, it might streamline the process if you also did Optum at the same time.
Great. So is that going to, you said, I thought you said that community care was going away.
No, community care is not going away. In fact, I see it being strengthened by the Mission Act that's going into effect on June 6th, just around the corner. But Optum has been selected as the third-party administrator for the Community Care Network, which will be started with the Mission Act sometime in the future.
So if we're already a United Healthcare provider, then we would not need to re-register then?
I do think you would have to re-register. I don't have any information on credentialing with Optum. But it's my understanding you would need to credential with Optum. So I'm not sure if they are able to share that because you're already a United Healthcare. Because I see Optum as separate from United Healthcare. It's Optum that won the contract, not United Healthcare. But United Healthcare is the parent company.
My confusion with that is that if the VCA is going to take the unskilled services and TriWest is going to take the skilled, what is community care going to do?
For what we've been told is the community care network will, with Optum, will actually include both, all of the skilled and non-skilled.
Then you'll have a choice.
What do you mean by you'll have a choice?
Like whether you go with TriWest or community care for the skilled, or whether you go with VCA or community care.
No.
When you say
TriWest,
community care, do you mean the traditional VA process? Is that what you mean when you say community care?
Yes, like what we have now, community care, traditional stuff. I thought that now that had to go through TriWest or the VCA, whether it was skilled or unskilled. So what will the community care do that's different?
So what we're – go ahead, Leslie.
So right now we're in an interim period where the community care network has not gone into effect. But so we are still using individual auths, and these VCAs are a follow-on to that with the Mission Act and TriWest. So those are kind of interim solutions. TriWest, the VCAs, and individual auths are all interim solutions until the community care network with Optum becomes in place and effected.
All right. Thank you.
So essentially what the Mission Act is doing is with the community care network is it's building a network of VA providers. So when a veteran is going to receive care through a non-VA provider, which includes home care, they need to go through a network of providers. And so right now TriWest is that network for skilled, and VCA will be the mechanism for non-skilled.
Hi, this is Mary from Waterloo VNA. I would just like to add a question in regards to the United Healthcare agreements. We received ours in early April and have already mailed them back. The date on the agreement indicates that it's scheduled to launch on June 26th. Would you think that that would be accurate at this point?
Just about that.
I have not, June 26th of 2019?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, this is dated March 25th from United Healthcare in regards to Optum, and it's a VACCN agreement, and it indicates
so
scheduled to launch.
So initially, when the contract was awarded, there was a protest. So I do know that that date might have been pushed back because of that. We have not heard when the official date is for Optum starting. But you could still do, and I encourage you to still do the paperwork with Optum, and it sounds like you did, so that's great. I don't know exactly when it's going to be.
So it's possible that we could receive an update to the update.
There are 65 parties in the conference.
In regards to the Optum agreement.
I assume, and again, not knowing how they're credentialing, that once you're credentialed, it's just a matter of maintaining that credentialing. So as soon as you get that done, then you're already set for using Optum when that comes into play.
Okay, thank you. I do
really
have one other quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to ask another quick question. You indicated from 6-1 to 9-30 you can individualize the auth. And, for example, we have several individuals whose authorizations are going to expire 5-31. What would be the best way in a transitionary type action to get the authorizations for these individuals to get to the June 6th period?
Go ahead. I feel like we'll need an answer from both Iowa City and Des Moines.
Yeah.
So, Rex, do you want to start?
Sure. So I know here in Des Moines, if you're receiving paperwork authorizations from coming out of Des Moines catchment area, We have started putting the end date for our non-skilled services to 9:30. So if we receive a re-off and it's ending 5/31, the staff are reauthorizing that starting 6/1 and going through the 9/30 date. Now, because when you've seen one VA, you've seen one VA, and you guys have probably, the ones that are serviced by both areas, probably know that every VA can tend to do things a little bit different. So it's possible here in Des Moines that once an agency has a VCA up and going, that we would transition to that VCA, even if it's prior to 9:30. I don't know that for sure. I'm just kind of, I can just assume based on kind of how we've done things in the past and how decisions have been made in the past, we might do that. But for now, as we're reauthorizing things, we are going out to 9:30.
Thank you very much.
Have questions for Roxanne before? Iowa City is a little different, so if there are questions for Roxanne, I'll let people ask that, and then I'll tell Iowa City's issue.
Roxanne?
Yeah.
Hi. I have just a quick question about the agreement. So our last agreement was supposed to be signed and done the end of February, and with all of the changes, it didn't get done. So we're actually without an agreement right now. How is that going to affect us?
You mean, are you talking about provider agreement?
Right.
Yeah, you're fine, because as in preparation to the Mission Act and in preparation to this 6/6 date, as provider agreements were ending, we were not updating them, we were not renewing them, because we knew that this was all going to be coming out. And so if your provider agreement has ended, then it's ended, and you're receiving authorization through our traditional VA. And then once you have the VCA up and going,
okay,
then it will switch to that. There is no automatic crossover from a provider agreement to a VCA.
Okay.
So if you had a provider agreement in the past, it doesn't automatically get changed into a VCA, unfortunately.
And so I had, they sent me, I was dealing with a Carolyn who called me, and she did send me the information on the Veterans Care Agreement, and so I have it ready to go, but then she sent an email back and said that they don't have the information they needed. So did that change from what she sent me a week or two ago?
Carol works in Iowa City. Can I find the agency this is, and I'll check and see if we have everything and get back in touch. She got an email and a phone number, so I should be able to contact you offline.
Okay.
What agency?
At Home with Western Home in Cedar Falls.
Okay. I made a note, and I'll give you a call back.
Thank you so much.
Roxanne, I have authorizations that ended June 6th. I have a bunch that ends May 31st as well. I have some that I did get the reauthorization that ended June 6th, but I haven't gotten anything from TriWest yet. I have gotten some from TriWest, and so I kind of have a combination, and I'm not sure if, how do we know if the VA is going to authorize these ones that we sent in already, or if we just need to wait on TriWest?
If you're credentialed with TriWest, all of your skilled services would be going to them.
I'm assuming, since I've gotten a few authorizations from them, that we must be already.
Right. You could be. If you're getting something from them, then that tells me that you're likely credentialed. I know when the department is processing the referrals that we enter, that's one of the things that they're doing, is they're checking to see if the agencies are credentialed through TriWest, and if they are, they're sending them to TriWest. I have heard from the field that there's a little bit of a lag on getting authorizations from TriWest, and so it could be that. And so for those cases, I just try to address them as a, you know, one by one case by case basis, you know, to try to see if we can get the authorizations to you faster. I believe TriWest is aware that that has been an issue. I had been on a few calls, and those are things that had been brought up.
Okay, the ones that have ended with you for June 6th, how do we resubmit them or get authorization now with TriWest? Do we still send them like we used to?
Yeah, still, you still are going to request your reauthorizations the same way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly in Iowa City.
This is for Roxanne.
I have a question regarding the skilled services versus the non-skilled. It's my understanding that homemaker services would still get billed to the local VA along with home health aid. However, TriWest is handling the skilled services, and typically, and they want it sent as a PPS episode, typically under a PPS episode, we include those home health aid visits. So my question is, do we pull those home health aid visits out separately and not put them under the PPS episode, even though it's a skilled episode?
My understanding is that TriWest will not reimburse for home health aid. So those would have to be sent to the local VA.
So home health aid wouldn't go under VCA, that would go to local?
Well, it would be under a VCA, but when you have services under the VCA, you send your claims and billing to the local VA.
Okay, so just the home health aid and whatnot will go through VCA.
Yes.
This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. I'm just going to make a comment, and I may have had this conversation offline. I just want to say it out loud and see if I have it correct, and that is that if you're servicing a veteran with a skilled need, so a skilled nurse, and let's say a home health aid, those have to be billed to two separate places, so you're going to need two separate charts because one's going to be skilled and one's going to be non-skilled. Is that how we talk through that, Roxanne?
That's my understanding. Leslie, is that how you understand it as well?
My only clarification is if they are using the OASIS system, I think that it might include everything. We in the VA don't see that OASIS system. But, yes, the auth, as far as the authorization, they would be separate. One would come from TriWest for the skilled, and one would come from the VA for the individual auth for the non-skilled until that VCA is in effect. And as far as the charting goes, that I really leave up to the agencies because we don't see your charting.
Thank you for that clarification.
I did want to go back before it gets too far out because, if you don't mind, on the process right now with the VCAs, so for Iowa City, we haven't sent anyone the veteran care agreement, and we are using a little bit of a different process than Roxanne is, so I wanted to make sure before anybody leaves the call that Iowa City's process is clear. We have asked agencies to send in requests for additional services by fax, and we have a lot of agencies that have sent us those. We were in the same situation as Des Moines was, that we didn't have a process where we could authorize those until just this week. So we in Iowa City are only authorizing until 8/31. So our leadership allowed us to do from 6-1, so you'll have an individual off from 6-1 to 8-31 for these exempt services. If you've already sent in an RFAS or a request for additional services, you don't have to resend those in. We've been saving those so that once we got the guidance, we could create those offs, and we are in the process of having staff do that right now. But ours are going to end on 8/31. Our hope was that we'd have the VCAs in place by that time. So our authorizations, unlike Des Moines, stop at 8/31. But all care coordination, as Roxanne was saying, goes through the VA. So if you would need additional authorization at 8/31, you'd still follow that same process for sending in a fax, requesting additional authorization to Iowa City. This is the VA and Des Moines. We're coordinating the care. TriWest is, or these VCAs, they're just the authorizations. They're not part of the care coordination piece. The VA is doing all the scheduling and the coordination.
I have a question regarding the last statement about the two charts that we need to have as far as one for skilled nursing and one for your exempt services. Are you saying that these two have to have both have their own separate start dates?
This is Julie, and I can tell you from the emails I've gotten is yes, that whatever the skilled date they authorize for you, if that's not the same date as the home health aid, I've got people that are getting denied because they use the same chart and the date didn't match the skilled date they got.
So a question further along then, what if our software doesn't allow our charts to have two separate start dates? Because ours doesn't.
This is Julie with the Iowa. I can't answer for how the software works, but that's my understanding, right, Roxanne and Leslie, that the date they get authorized for skilled has to be that date. It wouldn't necessarily be the date that the homemaker or home health aid started. They could be the same date.
But for example, you could admit a patient on 6-1, and that would be the skilled nursing date. And your home care aide doesn't start services until 6-5, let's say. You'd have to have another start date for that home care aide. You'd have to have a whole nother chart, as we say.
That was my understanding, too. This is Julie again, that if the dates weren't matching with the third-party payer being TriWest, that it was getting denied.
Okay, thank you.
I had asked that question to one of our TriWest representatives because I was receiving some calls from the field kind of about the start dates, and things were kind of getting a little wacky with that. And so I shared with TriWest that concern, and the feedback that they told me was that they would adjust the start date to whatever the start date that the VA provided. So hopefully that means that there won't be any more denials or any more issues if enough concerns had been raised to them. But for Des Moines, when we send an authorization for like your non-skilled services, we might have a start date of 6-1, but if you don't go out, the home healthy doesn't start until 6-5. That's not an issue for the VA. So I guess not having a clear understanding of how your side of the billing and the charts work, I don't know how that would work. I'm not sure I'm really understanding your question.
I agree with Roxanne. So on the VA side for Iowa City, the concern that we've had and we've been expressing to agencies was if you have a start date for skilled services and you need to convert it to an OASIS chart, you know, please don't delay because of non-skilled services. Please admit based on the date that you're authorized with TriWest because we cannot go back and, you know, fix those dates, we can't authorize those if they were supposed to go through TriWest. So if you open up a chart with OASIS, and again, you know, we don't know how your charting works. I know that some agencies had talked about some of the Medicare requirements. We're not auditing for that here on the VA side. We just have the authorizations.
So I have a question, because we have some patients that go through like Omaha VA or Sioux Falls VA. Are those dates going to be the same that you know of, or are those possibly different? Because I believe those are the same region. We still do TriWest and whatnot. But do you know if the drop-dead dates are going to be differing, or if they're going to be the same?
Are you talking about regarding the start dates?
Like the June 6th, how we're going to be moving over.
I hate to speak for Omaha, but I know just as the VA in general, the Mission Act with the 6-6 date is a nationwide thing. I would assume that they have also received some kind of extension, like Iowa City and Des Moines has that. However, I don't know what their local leadership has determined as far as whether they're going to go out to the end of August or the end of September. But the general basis should be very similar, if not the same, and then there might be some fine-tuning details that could potentially be different.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions from folks? If your line is muted, you can hit star 6 and it will unmute your line.
Hi, Roxanne. This is Vicki from Cedar Falls. Are the referrals going to remain the same? We have received a fax for an authorization on someone that we have yet to hear about a referral on, and it looks like it is a skilled need, and we will not be skilled services.
So you received a request for skilled services from another source other than the VA?
It's the VA, but it doesn't look like any referral or authorization that we've ever gotten before, and it talks about the Medicare Part D, Part A, that's all in there. We've never received that before, so how are we going to know if it's the requesting skilled and to let them know that we don't provide that? In the past, somebody has always called with a referral.
And it came out of Des Moines?
Yes. Department of Veteran Affairs Med Center.
I guess I think I would like to take a look at that, because it doesn't sound like something that we send out of our office.
Okay.
I have a question. If we have a patient that does skilled nursing for respite, would that be going through like TriWest and eventually Optum, or would that be going through VCA? Because it would be like a skilled need, but it would still be respite.
I think I know what you're asking, and I had asked this question with TriWest. So you're talking about when the skilled nurse is actually providing the respite care itself?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's going to be coded and billed as respite, that would be under VCA. This is what TriWest had informed me, because I had that same question, because every now and then we have that come up. And TriWest said that they would not off that because it would be for respite.
If we do provide skilled nursing services during a period that the patient is also receiving respite, would we be doing respite with VCA and still billing those skilled nursing visits through TriWest?
So it sounds like you would have one period of time where the skilled nurse would be in there doing respite care, and then you would have another period of time where the skilled nurse would be in there doing skilled nursing visits. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So my understanding is that the time that they're in there providing the respite, you would bill that through the VCA. The time that they're in there doing the skilled nursing visits would be billed through the TriWest contract.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question regarding the OASIS stuff, as far as clients who are already on services. So if I have a client who's been on services, say, for a year already, and all the start dates for TriWest is going to be 6-6, but let's say their recert comes up on, say, 5-15, and we did an OASIS, when we start billing for that 6-6 start date, can that HERD code and everything that got created on the, say, 5-15 OASIS then be used for our billing for 6-6?
So for me, OASIS is for the skilled care. And again, you know, I'm not very familiar with that system because it's not something that the VA uses. But my understanding is it's what Medicare requires. So the TriWest auth would actually start from that date. You'll get a date that the first scheduled appointment is, so maybe that 5-15 date. It doesn't have anything to do with the June 6th date at that point. Any non-skilled might not have been authorized at that point, so you might need additional auth for non-skilled. But for all those skilled, they should start on 5-15, and then that TriWest authorization will extend. In Iowa City, we do 120 days for those authorizations.
But let's say the auth for TriWest starts on 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
But then their research, because this is, say, a patient I've had on service for a year already, and
okay.
I can't obviously discharge and readmit all of my clients on an exact date of start of care, you know, because TriWest auth is not always going to fall as far as when our research are hitting for our patients that we already have on service. So I'm trying to convert everybody over to, I've been actually converting them over to OASIS since March in anticipation of this coming, but their off date for TriWest does not always fall at the same time as when their research is happening.
So can you start them on TriWest at that research time?
I mean, that would be we would love that, but TriWest
right.
isn't asking us when their research are due. That's the problem. So I can't, you know, if TriWest had said, hey, when are all these research due, then that would work out perfectly, but that
right.
is not always the case. So I'm trying to figure out how do I figure out a billing and with the OASIS to try to figure out how to bill this out with TriWest when, say, their research was 5-15, but the TriWest auth isn't starting until 6-6. I have a HERD code from 5-15, but it's not the same date.
Because TriWest, those can start before 6-6. So if you have to go out, because if I'm understanding you correctly, you're going to research somebody on 5-15, you'll have to do the OASIS, and then when they start with TriWest on 6-6, you have to go out and do another OASIS, is what you're saying, correct?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out how to do that, because they wouldn't be due for a research on 6-6, because they won't be due for a research till, say, 7-14. So let's say
right.
their TriWest auth starts in the middle of their 60-day cert period. So
because right now they're not, the authorization isn't through TriWest, it's through just a traditional VA authorization.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
I guess ideally you would see about starting the TriWest when that research is due and ending the individual VA authorization early.
So is there a way
starting
for us to,
TriWest.
Who would we talk to then? Because, I mean, I could have been flipping people to TriWest prior to 6-6 with their research, but we haven't, who do we talk to figure out,
right.
okay, this is the perfect date for these people, or what do we do for all these people we already have on service, I guess.
And I'm trying to think that through, what the potential for how inundated that we would be.
Because I have 100 VA clients, so
right.
I obviously can't flip every single one of them, discharge and readmit for a 6-6 start date, let's say. It really needs to flip with their research, but there's been no questions as to, well, what is a date that works as far as flipping them? So I'm just not sure how to do it. I mean, I have my nurses doing OASIS for all of their research since March. in anticipation of trying to figure this out.
When does the VA authorization end?
I mean, it's different for everybody.
Okay. I thought you had a specific patient in mind.
I mean, I have 100 patients, so I need to figure out dates for all of them. That's the problem. So I've been trying to work either with our EMR to figure out, is there some way for me to just create that HERG and make it happen on the date that the VA is giving me, which they haven't really come up with a solution for that yet. And so I'm trying to figure out how to force that creation on the exact day of when the VA is giving me off through TriWest, because it doesn't always match the research date.
Right.
I have a comment about that. I just don't know what to do with that.
I bill TriWest. I'm a home health agency. Can I make a comment?
Yes.
Okay. So we started in April billing TriWest, and we just flip our current VA clients. We actually discharge them and do a new start of care. So we did a bunch on 4-1. You can do them anytime. We did a bunch on 5-1. We're going to do a bunch on 6-1, and that's how we're doing it.
How are you, though? So how do you know from TriWest then?
They call us or they send it to us. They fax us or call us. And then that's when we start with TriWest. We discharge them from VA, and then we go ahead and start with TriWest.
But you have to wait to get your auth from TriWest then as far as what date they're starting.
Yes. And you can kind of make it start what date works for you. They worked really well with us. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
We had no option of that.
What we did is we contacted the VA and we asked them to give us an early auth.
Yes.
And we said, hey, can you authorize this earlier through TriWest?
Yes.
And that's how we did it, because there's no way we can do them all on 6-6.
Right, and that's why I'm like, I
so
can't discharge
VA,
it and admit 100 people on one day.
Right, so I'd call VA now and say, hey, can we start a new start of care tomorrow on these patients? And it's a pain, but that's how we were told to do it, to discharge and start a new start of care.
Do you have to call the community care? Do you call the community care, though?
What's your email? What's your phone number? I'll give you a call, because I bet there's a lot of other questions.
Perfect, okay. 515-207-1501.
Okay.
My name is Angie.
Okay, I'll give you a call. My name is Angie.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I got a question. Once we switch over to VCA, will we still have the same payer ID as we do for the VA? The bill?
No.
On the VCA, I know that they do create a number. I'm not sure how that translates yet into creating the actual authorization, because we have not created any yet since we haven't sent the agreement out. But what we could do is communicate back with Julie once we have started that process. Would that be okay, Julie?
Yes, that's fine, and we can put an update in our weekly bulletin to push that out.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then once we go to Optum, will all skilled and non-skilled be billed through Optum?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
This is Elaine, and I have a question in regards to the merge over of our existing clients to the VCA. And my question is that we are in the process of trying to get, just like the prior caller had asked, we're trying to get our TriWest dates in alignment and our discharging and reactivating. So as these patients transition to a VCA agreement, we're following CMS rules, so all of our home health aid has to be on the same plan of care as our skilled nursing. So what is going to happen with these VCA agreements? Are they going to accept the dates for the starts as they are with our TriWest so that our episodes are there? Or is there going to be a payment issue when we bill them? And do we bill them monthly or do we bill them episodically?
My understanding that when you, for the VCAs, you're billing the VA directly. So I haven't been told that the billing is going to be any different for the VCAs than it is currently. Have you heard anything else from that, Leslie, that billing's changing?
Nope. So I assume it should be all the same.
All right. Any other questions while we have them with us today?
I have a couple questions. This
okay.
is Anne. And my administrator had to go to another meeting, but she's wondering where she needs to get these VCAs from and if she needs them from different locations is her question.
So Leslie and I had just recently received them. So they haven't been sent out yet. We're going to be busy working on that, you know, in the days ahead, getting them sent out to everybody. And I believe it's one VCA per NPI number.
Okay. Okay, I'll make a note of that for her.
I just wanted to clarify. I think it's per tax ID number, not the NPI. So, for instance, I know of an agency that has two different locations and the locations have different NPIs. My understanding that the tax ID would be what would give them the VCA under that tax ID.
Okay.
So it's going to be similar
maybe.
To TriWest in that way, because we have a whole bunch of agencies, and that, because I know TriWest, it's under tax ID, so VCA should be the same.
Let us get further clarification, and we'll get that back to Julie as well.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I am also a home health agency, and I've had to not discharge my patients, but I've had to change my payers so then we could have that start of care date be for the TriWest for when they give me the authorization. Will Optum have to be this way too? Do you know? Will we have to restart everyone again? I don't have as many as the other lady did, but I do have quite a few. And will we have to start doing that new start of care for them also when they start?
At this point, it's really, we haven't received any directions about Optum, except for that they're the winner of this next community care network. So we don't really have any directions and can't respond to that at this time yet, unfortunately.
Okay.
This is Anne again. I had another question.
Yeah.
This is in regards to the whole billing process. Is there anybody else that has had billing issues with them rerouting electronic claims? I haven't been paid for some claims back into October at this point.
Yeah. Are you talking about just the VA claims?
Yes.
Yes, all of mine, even though I have my electronic, I even have the right payer ID on there, everything like that, they have rerouted, so it takes an additional, 30 more days. Yes, I have several of those.
I just want to pop in and note that I had one person that he VAs in Omaha, and this is for a Kansas agency, actually, but they kept routing his claims to Wichita, and finally Wichita told me the workaround kind of that they found at the moment is switching the zip code on the claim to the same as the VA, and they said it's not really a big deal. I did that as they said, and my claims are finally being routed to Omaha and being paid.
And is there any more of a direct line than that VA for that customer service? Because I used to have one contact person, and he said that he would get claims paid, and I'm still trying to get a hold of him because he said he would get paid, and they're from probably a year ago, my claim. So they're quite old, too. It's a wrap and a claim when the VA did do that at that time, and then they switched to monthly, and I still have not gotten paid.
Yeah, I had to go back claims all the way from 2017, and I'm finally getting paid for all of them now, but I had to switch that zip code to the same one as the Omaha, and they finally got routed there and are finally
getting
paid.
Yeah, it isn't the zip code. They didn't understand about the wrap and the claim. Because at the time, VA wanted that, and then they changed it to monthly. And I used to have a person named Jake who used to help me, and now he doesn't do this. Now he's trying to get back on the system, but I haven't had a call back. And like I said, he said that he was going to get these processed, and they haven't. So I just didn't know of who else I'm supposed to reach out to get these two claims paid that are clear back in, 17-18.
Have you tried calling the Montana call center? Have they helped at all?
Did you say what? I'm sorry?
Have you tried calling the Montana call center? Have they helped at all? Because I know they're trying to centralize.
No, I've only called the 877-881-7618 number. I haven't called Montana because I'm in Iowa.
Because I know they're processing, they're routing all claims through this Montana claim center, and they have like one number that you can call, and it's for like the whole nation.
Okay.
Does anybody have that phone number?
Let me pull it up real quick.
I have the national call center as 1-877-881-7618.
Yep, that's what I dialed.
I'm not sure. I didn't know that was Montana, but nationally.
Yeah, this is Roxanne, and unfortunately, I'm somewhat removed from billing and the billing process, and, you know, I wish there was more that I could do to help. In some cases, I've had agencies just send me messages with the information of what they're not getting paid for, and then I try to find, you know, help them find somebody who can help. But, yeah, some time ago, I'm not sure when the timeline was exactly, but all of the billing got shifted from being processed locally to now being processed through Montana. I don't have any other number to provide except for that 877 number that sounds like you guys are already aware of. But if you're serving a veteran out of the Des Moines area, feel free to get call me or email me. And with what you're needing to get paid for, and I'll see if I can find a way or find somebody to send it to.
Excellent. And I would be happy to also be a contact. We can at least make sure things are authorized. Beyond that, you know, for claim issues, we're kind of like Roxanne, we don't fix the claims, but if it wasn't authorized or there was an error in the original authorization, we can sometimes help with that.
Hi, my name is Tammy. I do have a question. We received last night through a fax, and it looks like it's the Veterans Care Agreement, and it came from a Judith. Is this the same one that we're talking about here that we kind of
yes.
said it hasn't come out yet. So
yes,
this is
that's
it.
I didn't realize that Judy, we had talked about doing the faxes, but I didn't know if she sent them out. So that's Iowa City. We were going to send this mass back. So they are the Veterans Care Agreement sent to you that needs to be reviewed by your agency. So great.
And it does, right on the first line, it says add VCA number. Is that, would that be our tax ID number or our NPI number or?
That will be added once it's reviewed at the VA.
Oh, so we wouldn't put anything in there?
That's my understanding.
Okay. And then, you know, are the rates going to remain the same as what we have, you know, been what we've been reimbursed. It, you know, it doesn't. It's about 16 pages, and it, you know, it's just kind of basic, I guess. You know, there's not going to be.
Here in Iowa City, we don't have access, which I think is a national thing. We don't have actual rates that are paid out, but I've heard it's similar to Medicare rates.
Okay.
Yeah, my understanding is that the VCA doesn't impact or change how agencies are being reimbursed.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. We are at the top of the hour. In the email that went out, we did have the email addresses for Roxanne and Leslie and one other person in the other region who I can't think of the name.
Rick Michelle.
Yeah. And so if you have questions, feel free to email them. This has been recorded. We will post this to our site later today when we get the recording link back. And please watch your bulletin as Roxanne and Leslie update me with information that you folks need. We will push that out via our weekly bulletin on Mondays. And as always, feel free to give me a call here. I'll be happy to help in any way I can as well. So Roxanne and Leslie, thank you so much for setting this up and being available with our group today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks. You know, we want to say that we really can't provide this care to the veterans without your agency. You know, we really appreciate your patience with all of our changes and service to our veterans. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Have a great holiday weekend, guys.
All right.
Thank you.